The Aftermess.
All right, morning mess here. It's time for the Aftermess podcast. Your guy, Joey Boy.
Hey, it's JD.
And it's Sienna.
All right, we are going to be talking about, all jokes aside, your hardest goodbye. What has been your hardest goodbye? Think about that question. Are you thinking? I don't think you are. The hardest goodbye thus far in your life. What has it been? And we're going to kick it off with JD, who stems this whole topic from JD, the hardest goodbye.
Yeah, I went home over the weekend for Memorial Day weekend a couple weeks back. And I didn't realize it until my mom had pointed out, you know, I went back to visit a friend that she just made, and we were at my hometown house, and me and my mom were taking a walk, you know, just a lovely little stroll
in your very safe neighborhood,
which you have to be very careful. You have to stay packing where I'm from.
No, you don't. And, yeah, I've been in this neighborhood.
Do. No, that's what you think. It's, I'm telling
it's
you,
very it's very clean.
You have no idea what's going on in there. Walter White's neighborhood was nice, and he was cooking meth.
Not one evidence of even litter.
So we were taking a walk, and my mom goes, "Hey, just wanted to give you a heads up. This is probably the last time you'll be here, and this is the last time you'll see the house, because my mom is going to be moving to New Mexico later this year to retire." And I was like, holy shit, I'll have no one, no family left in the Bay Area.
Right.
And looking at my house and all the memories, and my elementary school is down the street. And yeah, it was a really weird feeling to be like, I'm saying goodbye to the house I grew up in. And that was really weird. And saying goodbye to this gigantic part of your life. And I'm like, wow. And then it immediately hit me. I was like, oh, this is kind of a harder goodbye than I thought.
Yeah.
Was there like a first step? Because you moved out right when you were 18, right?
Yeah.
To go to college.
To go to ASU, yeah.
Did your mom change your room and everything? Or is it still the same?
Oh, no. They knocked that shit down and completely remodeled my crib.
So is that like the first step? Because you're like, oh, damn. Like all my childhood shit's gone. Or like it's in boxes or whatever the case may be.
They threw all that shit out. I had a basketball court in the backyard that my neighbor had built. He was in construction. And they tore that shit down, completely remodeled when I left. Yeah. So... it was a really it was a smaller house than what you saw, because Sienna went by again. She had to be packing with her husband. It's very dangerous, right?
There's a Trader Joe's right around the corner.
There is not a Trader Joe's around. There's a Rancho Market right around the corner.
Oh, is there?
Try to be cool.
I didn't see that.
I'm telling you.
He was picking daffodils with his mom on his goodbye.
Sunflowers.
Some mulberries.
Mulberries. We're mulberry picking.
Yeah, it was...
Did you masturbate in the bathroom one last time?
No, I didn't. That bathroom's not there anymore.
No, it's not.
Dang, full remodel.
Yeah, and
for all time's sake, for the last time.
One last squirt, see?
Ew.
What? Dude, you brought it up. What's the difference?
I don't like how you say that.
Masturbation and squirt. It doesn't fucking matter.
I don't like that.
One last squirt. Yeah.
And then he said it in that voice.
Well, you said it.
I didn't say anything.
It's a weird word. But there were some boxes already, and there were some things that were already gone. And it just was so weird to realize that where you grew up is no more. And I'll have no real reason to go back to the Bay Area.
Yeah.
That's weird.
That
it was a very hard goodbye. You know, we went down the street to where I went to school. Remember the phrase I taught you guys, the dream it, believe it, achieve it?
Uh-huh.
I had a really hard time reading growing up. I had a lot of learning disabilities.
Yeah, I can tell, because earlier today you were having trouble between the delete button and backspace, and clearly those two things are different.
That's all alleged. Yeah, keyboards are different. I had a hard time reading. And so just going to these places that shape you and gave you your identity growing up, where you made friends and all these lifelong things, and now it's all done. Pretty much, because I don't know from now until then when I would go home for anything. So I pretty much just said my goodbyes.
No last hurrah? Like, even if you plan it?
I don't think there's nothing to go back to. Like, there's no events. Normally it would be for like a sporting event, but the A's aren't there. It's not basketball season. The Raiders aren't there. So I'm shit out of luck.
Now your mom's not going to be there.
Now my mom's not going to be there.
So you don't claim the Bay anymore? You got to claim New Mexico now, bro.
I know.
Fucking go Lobos.
So I am I am technically a New Mexican.
New Mexican, but it doesn't mean you're Mexican.
Yeah. I'm telling you, the main streets of Taos, New Mexico.
You got to get jumped in.
That's the real T-Town. It's Taos.
Taos?
Not Taliesin.
How many people live there, you think?
It's actually quite a big town.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's not small. But yeah, it was very difficult.
Did you tear up? Did you embrace your mom one last time?
Kind of. My mom doesn't give a fuck, bro. My mom's a savage. She's like, I can't wait to get out of here. Bay Area traffic sucks. All these things. But yeah, it was sad, man.
It's such a nice house, though. The way she remodeled it, at least, and what I saw, I'm like, dang, it's kind of hard to leave a house that's like you've grown up in or you've been in for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably so expensive now. So she probably will make a good bag off of it.
She made a bag off that.
Yeah. But I'm just like, oh, it's such a nice house to like keep for like forever, honestly.
You know what's hilarious is that, you know, the housing market, how good is the housing market out here? Is it pretty big? Like right now, are people buying?
I think
buying?
It flatlined, I think they said. It's gone down a little bit.
Yeah.
I heard. Because I think it got so expensive out here, like kind of burst it at that point. Mm-hmm. You know, like, okay. Can't afford it at this point. It's getting too expensive. Might as well stay in California at this point.
Yeah.
So I think, not sure, don't quote me, but I think it's leveled out or even gone down a little.
Because I think in the Bay Area, it continues the boom because it's a tech city.
Yeah.
So where I live is kind of close to a lot of where the tech companies are, like Google and Meta and all that shit. And my mom literally, this is what makes it easier for her to say goodbye. She doesn't care about any of the letters people write or anything like that when they're bidding for the house. She goes, I don't care. Highest number wins and I'll leave. I was like, savage, bro.
Damn.
So she has, that is not her hardest goodbye. She's like, whatever the dollar amount is.
She's probably made her peace with it.
Yeah.
Well, she's probably about, her new husband, your stepdad, built the new house and you showed us the specs and what he built. I'd be so peaced out to that beautiful house he's built. Are you fucking kidding? Mm-hmm. That house?
Yeah, the renderings and stuff were crazy for that thing.
Yeah, yeah. She's probably just excited. You know, when you're excited, you're ready.
It's just new chapter.
Yeah.
Totally. And, you know, it's a house that she had to, it's got to be like some motivation because that was the house that, you know, my parents divorced in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You
know,
maybe so it's bad, a lot more bad memories.
Yeah. So you're moving on from this, I don't know, maybe she views that area as traumatic. I have no idea what.
Could be.
I mean, but yeah, those were all hard goodbyes too because it's like you're persevering through so many things during school and.
She could have been telling him for the past year, build that fucker faster. Come on, I'm ready.
Yeah.
Build it faster. I'm ready.
She's wanting to be in the new house more than being with her man, or because I feel like she's good on her own.
Fam, she has learned the last like 3 or 4 years. She's riding solo, dolo, dog.
She's going to have to readjust to being in a house with someone else.
I know. It's different. So yeah, that's definitely, that was my, my hardest goodbye because that was the first time I can ever remember having to say goodbye to something that was my childhood and my life.
Yeah, that is tough. My parents are still in the same little freaking apartment. I've been trying to get them to move out here for so long. But I think when they move out or when they're gone from that apartment, that's going to be weird too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like 10 minutes from the airport. So for years and decades, I would fly in, go into this little apartment. It's same neighborhood. I think they're the last of the Mohicans on the block. No one lives there anymore besides my parents. So my friends trip out. They're like, your parents still live in the same apartment? I go, yeah, same in that fucking apartment. It's so small. It's crazy.
So you don't run into anyone when you go back home to visit your parents?
I run into them, but like I happen to be at the gas station or I go to a bar to meet up with friends and I'll meet someone that I haven't seen in years, but not on the block. And that block was full of kids. I grew up with so many Mexican kids and one white boy, Bobby McCurdy. What up, Bobby McCurdy?
It's such a Caucasian name.
Bobby McCurdy.
He was the kid that I said invited me over to dinner one time and they had dessert. And I thought dessert was just for on TV.
Oh, yeah.
That's Bobby McCurdy. I thought it was a TV show. Like, that shit ain't real. So he's blonde hair, blue eyed. His mom came dessert, only child. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? Cake. You get cake as your birthday? No. Dessert. You never had dessert? Like, what? This is a real thing? I thought this is a Brady Bunch shit.
Now you're having culture shock over dessert.
Dessert. I didn't think it was real. We never got dessert. My parents like, poof. You're right. Yeah, yeah. This guy wants dessert.
Yeah.
No, that was the first time. But I grew up with that whole block was full of Mexican kids, bro. I mean, heavy. And it's such a shame now. Like, who knows? Maybe they're all a bunch of kids. They just don't come outside.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has, you know, iPads and on the computer. No kids. You notice that? No kids fucking play in the neighborhood back in the
day. No.
And it's not that they disappeared. They're just inside now.
And then now it's just so scary to let your kids outside by themselves. You know what I mean?
I know, but I try to get my kids. I was like, well, you guys see it. I post it. The kids want to ride the bike. I just stand in front now. I get it. Mm-hmm. Scary world. But I do want them to go outside. I said, get off the iPads. You're going outside. And they're happy to. We go take a bike ride to the park or they play. And it's a shame that it's just two kids. But I know there's other kids in the neighborhood. They just don't go outside.
Mm-hmm.
So fucking weird.
It's, I mean.
My hardest goodbye was my friends on the block, JD. All the kids. No, my hardest goodbye is all the kids that don't go outside anymore in general.
Mm-hmm.
they're there. Because on my block, there's 10,000 apartment units. So I know there's kids. They just don't go outside anymore.
No, yeah. Where I'm from, dog, you don't go outside where I'm from.
Shut
up. So why you got to stay inside?
People are now playing pickleball in your neighborhood at this point.
Right back at you, dog.
Selling bushels of apricots on the corner.
We do share a lot of fruit.
You guys have bicycles with like the baskets in front of that. I always thought that was like a rich people thing.
Listen,
when you had a basket.
JD tried to paint the picture for years with me, and I would see in it that he grew up in a tough area in the Bay Area.
I did. Murder Springs.
Murder Springs. Nah. Well, he fucked up with Sienna was with her husband, Ivan, visiting the Bay Area. And we all love JD's mom. She paid her a visit and she's like, this motherfucker is lies. Or yes. Sienna would say, this motherfucker cat.
It was gentrification in my neighborhood.
The nicest white picket fence.
Literally, it's so calm and quiet on the street. Everyone's lawn is perfectly kept. It's the grass is green, by the way. It's not dead and brown. So that's how I knew. And yeah, your house is so nice. Whether it was remodeled or not, nice house as well as the others on the block.
That's what you think, dog.
No, it's what I know. I saw with my own eyes.
Affluent.
Dude, yeah, affluent.
We never heard birds. It was always just sirens. You know what I'm saying?
I'm sure.
Sirens in the sky.
Yeah, he doesn't even know what they are. It's like sirens. Like, what
helicopters don't have sirens, JD.
Yeah.
They're called ghetto birds with lights.
Oh my gosh, ghetto birds.
I grew up with those motherfuckers. He goes, yeah, sirens.
I still
dangerous.
Have them in my neighborhood. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. It's funny. The other day, I literally had a thought. I was like, wow, the fire department's always driving by here and going off. And I'm like, oh, well, it's because where I live. I literally thought that to myself. I'm like, wow, the sirens are always going off around here.
We must live next to a fire station. No,
no, I understand where I live now.
No matter how good Sienna's doing in life, she's going to somehow be in a certain type of neighborhood.
I know.
Yeah, I know.
It's like her comfort zone.
It really
like her comfort
is.
Show. Yeah. Uh-huh.
I think you would freak out without the sounds of sirens.
I know, right? Because even in Tolleson, where I grew up, my parents live in a nice neighborhood. They live in a cul-de-sac, Joey, so you would think that's money.
Yeah.
But we'd still hear gunshots or like banda playing at 2 a.m. on a Monday. So I just grew up with those noises in the neighborhood.
That you ordered? Like a banda playing that you literally
No, now where I ordered? Live, we'd be ordering them. But when I lived in T-Town, yeah, it was just like the next neighborhood
in
over.
The front yard. She's like, literally. The backyard. Fuck yeah, that.
What
the
car is that? I went to, you know, that I got invited to. All of a sudden, some car pulls up and then some guy with a big ass like, instrument comes. I'm like, wait, what's going on? And they're like, shh. There's a
it's a surprise.
Group, there's a grupo surprise. Coming.
How many guys did you order?
Like in the little group?
Yeah.
I think it was like, what, four, JD?
I think it was three.
How much did that cost?
It depends. Sometimes it's like $350 an hour, but if you could talk them down, it could be like $250. So you kind of
I want to order
negotiate.
One. You'd
have a hard time leaving.
I
want to
freak
dog.
Out my whole fucking neighborhood.
I would say it ranges from $250 to $4. I know there are some guys who are charging $5.
I'm a haggler. I'll get that shit down to $250.
Because again, it is
an
hourly.
18-pack. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can negotiate a lot more in Mexico. We were doing that in San Carlos. So it's easier in Mexico, but here they're like, nah, y'all Americans got money. So they try to get you. But
yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that shit.
You should get one. It's a flex. Just have a bond pull up.
CN's hardest goodbye.
I'm trying to think of what won't make me cry on the podcast.
Do it.
So I think my first one, it's kind of house related. My Nana and Tata, they grew up on the south side in the hood. Like it's where my dad grew up. I think how many siblings does he have? Seven? Do I have seven tias and tios? And
herself.
Yeah, he has a...
She did. Yeah, my God, I didn't notice that she did just talk to herself.
Sorry, I was thinking out loud, you know? And
you know? Did you she know? Answer? You know?
I can have a whole conversation with
myself.
I do,
girl.
I'll run back and forth from each mic. I'm good. No, but they lived in the south side. That's where my dad grew up, where all my aunts and uncles grew up. So I grew up and all my cousins going there each year. And then each year on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, I can't remember, all the family would go. And this house was small. I can't even... It was like, I don't want to say it was like a shack, but it was so old that it's like fallen apart a little bit, but a huge backyard. So they would throw like back to school parties for the kids or like for Christmas, we'd all come. And I remember just the Christmas tree with all the gifts because we were a big family with my dad having six or seven siblings. And so when my grandma passed away in 2021, my grandpa passed away in 2017, obviously we didn't know who was going to get the house or whatever. And whatever the logistics of that between the siblings may be, the house was put up for auction to be sold. And so I'm going to get emotional. And so obviously at the time, like I was thinking, how can I buy this to like have it in the family? Couldn't afford it because it was 2021. I was doing nothing with my life. And then it got sold and the person who bought it knocked it down. So driving by it, it's just like, oh, like a gut. like, I don't want to cry. Why am I crying? I'm so dumb. Oh, God.
She's talking herself again.
I'm so dumb. Are you dumb? Yeah, I'm so dumb.
I'm being a pussy. I'm not a pussy.
Oh, I'm not a pussy. I'm not a pussy. I'm a bad bitch.
Put your drive-by jacket on. Put your drive-by. That's what it is.
It's okay.
Put the drive-by.
It's okay to cry.
I know, but you guys are just so strong. I'm like, when I hear you talk about it, I'm like, how are you not crying? Because I'm going to cry. Like, I will cry. But we're not full tears. They're just standing right here. If they're dripping, that'd be crazy. Don't laugh at me, Mars.
He's trying to be so tough.
I'm trying to be so strong.
Dude,
right now.
Let it ride.
But anyway, yes. Sad. Sometimes when we drive by in the South Side, I drive by for.
Do you park? Do you like stop then? You think
no,
of a certain moment?
I will be a mess. What we did for my Tata's funeral, yeah, because he passed away first, the funeral procession went by the house. Mm-hmm. And then we played like mariachi music because that was his thing. But yeah. And then
so what is it now?
What do you mean?
What is the house now? You said they knocked it down.
It's just a dirt lot. And I think it's still up for sale. And there's a part of me that's like, I would love to, again, still purchase it. There's a goal of that. But it is still in the hood. Like, it's in the hood.
That's all right with you.
It is all right with me. But then I also think like, okay, if we do build on this land and it's a nice ass house, is anyone going to break into it? I have all these thoughts because I'm like, okay.
No, you build a shack all over again. By
just
memory.
Make it look exactly the same.
He's like, well, who's going to build it? We can. Like, believe me.
I'll have Ivan and his dad get on it right now.
That would be awesome if you rebuilt the shack.
I've thought of that too. I'm like, if I ever to rebuild on this land, I would want it the exact same, but obviously newer because you know, like the
problems.
Walls are all.
Isn't
like
that cool though that they were just like, we have this whole acre, whatever, mm-hmm. land. We just need a spot where there's a kitchen mm-hmm. and a room to sleep in. The mm-hmm. rest, we want the big yard, big parties.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think my grandpa even added to the back because there was only two rooms in there. And they have 6 or 7 kids. So my dad said they would pile in like a bed or like on the couch or something. And yeah, so I think my grandpa added to the back. But again, it was still like old and stuff. But it was just like this random room in the back. And yeah, my dad would like draw on the walls. Because I don't know if you guys know, but my dad's a good like artist actually. Like he can draw really well. Mm. And he even did like something with Keith Haring, which is why like my family's huge Keith Haring fans. He's an artist. And like my dad would have his art on the walls and stuff. So I remember seeing that. So I'm just like, oh, it's all torn down. But yeah. I didn't want to cry. I was that whole time y'all were talking. I was like, okay, I'm gonna say this without crying.
That's such an emotional story.
It really is.
I think that's okay because I mean, you're describing something that had character and that meant something to you.
It's the family home.
Yeah, yeah, and it's something that you have the potential to maybe bypass. That is emotional. Mm-hmm. I don't. Yeah, bitch, cry. What? With all due respect, of course.
Bitch, cry.
Sorry, I thought it was a safe space.
Because I'm gonna make him cry.
I didn't call her bitch.
Allegedly.
He meant it in an endearing way. He wasn't like, bitch. He was like, bitch.
Cry. I mean, that's a great goal. I would buy it even if I didn't have the money.
Fact,
that
would
be
something.
That's something that like long term, I'd be like, oh no, I'm playing the long money game on this one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wonder how much it even goes for. I remember when it got sold, it was like $160.
Shit, if it's still there, nobody.
I know, honestly, wish I squat. Should I like squat? Isn't that a thing? Like a
well, you have to build
right?
something there first.
I'll build like a little.
Like, what's that bitch doing over there? Yeah. She's squatting on cardboard. We don't know if she says it's hers. You can't make me leave. Or I could just
drag me
out. Squatting usually means you go in the house, you lock shit, they can't get in.
Oh, fuck,
you would just be in a dirt lot.
Yeah.
Okay, so I need Ivan to build something. My husband.
Yeah.
Build something.
And then have your abuelita or whatever the person is. The who's the person that just roams your neighborhood?
Oh, Barbona?
Lar Balboa or whatever her name is.
Rocky Balboa.
Yeah, Rocky Balboa.
That'll do it.
Yeah, so in my hood that I live in now, we have this girl named La Barbona, who my cousins have named, which means bearded lady, but as well as a houseless person. And yeah, she just roams the block and she'll pick up cigarette butts from my tia's yard that have already been smoked. And the other day she went through our mail. But she's harmless. She's harmless. So
I say
she's harmless.
I say you buy the land.
Yes, dude.
Rezone La Barbona. Put her in the neighborhood. We'll give you all the free cigarettes if you just keep buying our house.
Dude, I'll pick up. I'll continue smoking and I'll donate the butts.
Yeah. The day after you smoked the Black and Milds in my yard, she came. So she was like, "Oh, this is prime.
Yeah. Oh, it is. Supreme yeah. No, the right vanilla. Here. Oh, no, it's perfect.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's crazy.
All of a sudden, the hood turned into to." Scottsdale for her. You're like, Black and Miles. Hold up. Who moved in?
Yeah. That was fancy.
It's such a good side story, dude. I'm bummed that we're just hearing about this now.
You have to fucking find out how much that land is.
I know. I'm sure I could look it up on Zillow. But yeah, it's in the South Side. And it was funny, when my dad was growing up, at the very end, there was like a, what is it called? Like a psych ward. So you would hear like fucking people screaming and I mean, shit. It's not there anymore. It's like closed down. We can, so I'm like, yeah, it's very interesting.
We can cut it out, but you can give me the pin in that. That's pretty tight.
I'll fuck around and buy it.
Yeah.
Just, what's his name? Shooter McGavin.
Oh, yeah, he's going to buy it.
Really? Where's it at?
Dude, I think if you come in with like a story and something like that, hopefully the person that bought it might be cool. Who knows?
Yeah. Honestly, like, how does it work too? If like, does like the government own it at this point? Like, what would be the wording of that? Like, does like the...
Why would
like
they?
The city? I mean, whoever bought it, you just go up to them at gunpoint and just ask for it back.
Yeah, easy enough.
You have your drive-by jacket.
I do have it. You're ready.
She's red.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's freezing in here. That's why I have it. But yeah, so that's my story. Can we move on?
Yeah.
I already cried. You're welcome, boss. I cried on camera for you.
I thought that was very
looks like we're out of time.
Yeah. Yay.
What a pussy, dude.
I know.
I don't, there's been so many things. Hard goodbye. Probably, I think in a nutshell, my family, through the divorce.
Oh, okay.
Because we don't have the conventional husband, wife, and the kids, and going through that whole divorce, I had to say goodbye to the conventional family that we kept going back and forth trying to make it work. I know I try to make it work for the family, but after the fact, I just realized we just can't get along. And long game is, it's probably better for not only us, but for the kids, because mommy and daddy just don't get along. But that was fucking hard because I tried numerous times for the family and the kids. I'd do anything for my kids. So I was like, but what if you're unhappy? But what if my kids are happy? That's worth it to me. But you'll be unhappy. Well, if my kids are happy, then I'm good. But that didn't work out. So that was probably the hardest.
Was that a hard goodbye for the kids? Like, could you tell if that was a hard goodbye for them?
For Cruz. Cruz took it the worst. He was a really emotional kid. He still is. Cruz is my emotional kid. He has a big heart. And he missed mommy and daddy together. So that was tough. And he misses him. He was a mama's boy. So when I would have him, he would cry. And I think it was like 2 weeks. Every time she dropped him off, when it was my turn, he'd be crying for his mom. And I felt like a failure. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to put my kid through therapy. He hates me. And I'd call her up, like, you have to pick him up. He's just, he won't stop crying.
Aww.
And then after like, I think 3 or 4 times. And the funny thing is, Gia, as close as I am with Gia, this is maybe a factor. She would come in at 2 years old and he's like 4 years old crying. And she'd walk in 2 years old. Cruz, why are you crying again? Where were daddy? Where were dad? Daddy, why is he crying? She didn't understand. So to us,
we have a special guest.
Hi, buddy. Hi.
Oh, gosh.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
What? You're okay. Go ahead, buddy. I'll come to you. Go, buddy. We had a dog crash. Hey, go, buddies.
Go with your mama.
Oh, I love dogs.
There should be rules here. Should be rules applied.
We need a gate or we need a door there or something.
Can't wait to fucking get a boa constrictor and throw it in when they're doing a fucking podcast. I'm going to throw a boa constrictor with a Confederate flag in their fucking studio next time. So yeah, that was hard. That was hard with the divorce, but if finally came around after like a week of him crying, I told her, I was like, you know what? He's going to stay here. He's going to cry it out. I just held him until explaining him that love him. Mommy loves him and we're going to get through this together. And, you know, we got through it. So that was hard.
So the first time they were younger, I didn't realize that. Yeah. Cause you and Amber had broken up before or no? When you had the kids or no?
Yes. We were off and on.
Okay.
We were off and on. Yeah.
And were they kind of picking up on that or like, did you guys keep it?
I don't know. It just got to a point where we, you know, it was just too much. It was too much back and forth. So we finally called it and, you know, was what it was. But at the end of it, no, we knew what we did was the best decision for us personally, for each other. We loved each other. We just couldn't be with each other, but we just knew it would be bad for the kids. That was hard.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. No, yeah. I can very much so relate to that.
Yeah.
So I can understand.
You're a product of divorce.
Sure am. That's why parents, I can't wait to leave my hometown, obviously, because it was the hood, and I'm just excited to move on to bigger and better things. But yeah, all of the things that that come along, all the emotional ties, I can totally understand.
Yeah,
it's different.
It was tough. It's really, really tough. So it would have been emotional, more emotional, but a fucking dog ran into the goddamn
chair. Yeah. Yeah,
I'm still putting out an email on this fucking dog. I swear to God.
Oh no.
It's just an animal.
Maybe it sensed you needed some emotional support.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I was about to flip that dog off real quick. Get the fuck away from me.
Go on and get. Go on and get.
Wheel of advice. Let's go. Let's keep it moving.
Okay. All right. All right. Hold on. Stand by. I got to pull it up on my photos. I screenshotted it. All right. This is from Grace. This is really interesting. I'm very curious here. My boyfriend accidentally let it slip that his friends have a group chat where they rate all the girls they hook up with. And apparently I got a low score before we started dating.
Oh.
Now he said it was just guy talk. So is she being dramatic? She says, am I being dramatic or is this relationship already cooked?
Does it say how long they've been dating?
They said they've been dating for 2 years.
2 years?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's kind of far into it.
But to get a low score before you started dating is wild.
Ready?
Yeah.
This wheel is falling apart.
Oh, gosh. Watch it not land on whoever gets closer to Joe. You're
JD.
I would say that's JD.
We got to start doing something with that missing piece, right?
It'll just be Mars or something. Our,
yeah.
Our digital guy.
Mars, you'll have to Mars. Give
Put
advice.
A picture of that fucking dog up there. We'll ask, we'll ask the dog for advice.
Clearly.
Interesting. I mean, maybe the score got better, I guess. You guys are together. I don't know. Guy talk is, it's just like girl talk. I mean, you guys are way more intense and your guys' group chats are crazier. But
they show each other pictures and shit.
Yeah, you guys like, you guys go into the depths and I think, you know, if you guys have to show your group texts at the gates, none of you are getting in.
At the gates.
I've seen them. I don't know. I think it's just guy talk. You just chop it up to guy talk and call it a day. And who knows, you know, if he was trying to protect his pride, because I'm sure if you gave him a number, maybe he wasn't the best or, you know, he would have gotten a low score.
I think it's one of those things, at least what I try to practice in my brain, in life, is do I want to be mad about this? Because you can be if you want. But I feel like it's one of those things that's like you have to pick and choose because I don't know. I don't like the fact that she had to find out because that would always be in my head. I'm like, oh, my own man rated me a 2. So it's like, do I be mad about it or just fuck it, move on? So you have to pick and choose, I feel like, at that point.
Yeah, you can learn a lot. You can pick and choose your battles instead of having to battle every single time with somebody.
I try. Oh, yeah, you're talking about the other person. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I think you just, shit, I don't know if you like call it out. Maybe it's if you're thinking about it a lot, like would you overthink it enough where you just bring it up?
I think it
would probably bother you enough where you just got to bring that shit up probably.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like I would have to.
Like, I know about this, and maybe depending on how you feel, just dumb it down. Just be like, you know, I know this is what it was, you know. Shit, I don't know. Kind of, I don't think you're being dramatic. So I don't think you're being dramatic because that's very personal and intimate to get a score. And now, because now all your friends are thinking that shit. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of tough for them to get over it, right?
Yeah.
It's like a first impression.
And I guess almost. The cop out, too, is that it was before they were dating. But just to know that, like, that's what you thought of me and you're still with me. I don't know. That messed with me a little bit.
I know.
It's a little tough.
Communicate. Yeah. How can I get an 8? What can I do differently?
What can I do differently? Or do you just love me as I am and I'm staying a 2?
But I am emotionally and, you know, everything
else. Ain't no way I
could
be in a relationship with someone that I rated a 2 and she's still a 2. Ain't no fucking way.
That's very true.
But I'm interested as to why he got with her in the first place if he thought he thought she was a 2.
She got money.
Yeah.
Who knows?
She had potential.
Yeah, maybe he saw the potential. He saw the vision.
You never been with someone that had potential?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I've definitely been with people, whatever the case, sexually or just in a relationship. Like, no, they have potential, though.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe she's a 4 now.
Maybe she's upgraded. I don't know.
Okay, by the way, there was no number that was given. It was just a low score. It could have been a 6.
Oh, maybe in my brain I just like thought it was 2. Oh, maybe you're still a bad bitch.
I think, you know, Joey could probably, you know, relate. It's guy talk. You know, you inflate your ego a little bit. So, you know, you try to sound like you're big and bad. Again, you know, Joey, I feel like, would call it out with the friends that you told that to and be like, oh, remember? Yeah, all y'all thought, you know, I was a 2. Mm-hmm. You know, anybody else want a shot? I mean, she could say that. She could hook up with one of the friends and just say, is that what you think I am?
Mm-hmm.
Cheat.
Or result to cheating's crazy. Just discuss it with him if it bothers you. If it bothers you, just discuss it.
You're in a relationship. Keep it moving. If it's bothering you, have the discussion.
Yeah, I think what throws me off is the fact that like they're in a relationship 2 years in. I'm like, yeah, you're kind of far gone.
Shouldn't be too bad, right?
I don't think so. I think
she's finding out now. Yeah. You know that. You know,
you can laugh at it. Like, yeah. Why was I that? Why was it that low score? Exactly. I thought you said the score. You didn't say the score.
I didn't say the score.
Oh, maybe right? I just.
I didn't say the score.
I said.
It was just a low score.
Just a low score.
Maybe my head just assumed it was two. I don't know why.
Did you say a low? Did you say a number?
I said two.
You said two. Oh, uh-huh. I thought I heard two. That's why I said two.
Sienna's talking to her other Sienna.
Oh, the other Sienna. Oh, like, damn, two's just laying there. You know what I mean? Like, fuck, god damn.
Yeah, that's like the base.
What would be a low score? Like, just a low score? Because obviously two sounds really low. Four?
Probably a four. I would probably say like a
four. I think
a guy
can get a lower score than a girl because a guy can't perform. If he can't get it up, then like the fucking guy gets a zero or one, right? Mm-hmm. But what constitutes a girl? Like, I've been with a girl that just was horrible because she just laid there.
Are we talking about, like, sexually? We're talking sexually. About, like, oh, okay.
Because this was a sexual thing, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, they hooked up. She they got a up. Low score.
Yeah, you thought it was.
I was thinking looks.
No, I thought it was hookup. What is
no,
it?
No, it's hookup.
It's hookup.
Oh, it's hookup. It
hookup.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's why I was like, why would he get with
me? Rewind
her?
The fucking thing.
Don't you listen to me, Sienna?
Your ADHD is kicking in with her.
Yeah, I'm getting a, what is it, like, secondhand smoke, but like with your ADHD coming to me.
That, by the way, is crazy. Right. Heaven forbid something that I can't control.
Oh, that was a waste of a conversation right there.
Well, it's kind of the same thing because it's like,
nope,
why would you
no,
still...
It's not.
No, it's not.
I've been with hot girls that just weren't good.
But exactly. Yeah. Like, if you know she's not good, why would you still get with her? You know
what
I mean?
Because she's hot and potential.
Right. But she like, can the potential be hot and have a low hookup score.
Exactly, but why would you still get with her if she has a low hookup score? And
she's
they're 2 years
she's
in.
She's good arm candy. Maybe she's a nice person. People never think with that they have a good heart, you know what I mean? Like, they're just good people.
I mean, I would hope that, but
physical isn't about everything. Okay, I'm not speaking from experience at all, you know what I mean? It's not what it's all about.
You never dated anyone that's hot in your mind?
No, I've dated people that are hot that have lower as far as like hookup scores, for sure.
Oh yeah.
And you're just like, I can put up with that. That's fine. It can get better.
Okay.
I kind of did. You know? It didn't.
I get it, but that's more important to you.
Yeah, it is.
the honesty.
Yeah,
would you rather be with a hot girl that's horrible in the sack or a pretty good-looking girl that's amazing in the bedroom?
Oh, man, that's...
I barely learned what that meant the other day. My friend said that to me. I was like, what does the latter mean? The second choice, right? Yeah, never knew that.
Probably the cute girl.
I'd rather have a girl that's bomb.
Because it's such a letdown when the hot girl, because all these like
you're flexing for everyone else. Then you're in your privacy, you're home, and she sucks.
Because she's still pretty, Joey said.
Yeah. Oh, no. Like, cute is, you want to marry cute. Mm-hmm. And if she's amazing, and something about saying in the sack is really interesting.
In the sack. In the sack is a weird phrase.
In the sack.
In the sack.
Yeah, it's like, she's amazing in the sack. I've always been interested when people say that.
Yum it up.
Like, no, amazing in the sack.
What
I feel
hell?
Like I'm in the amazing. South.
Not hanky panky, see?
She's amazing in the sack. Can you imagine?
I hate that.
Oh, you should have said that. I would do that for everything. She's going to sack, huh?
With the sound.
Yeah. All right, man. We'll see you back on the fucking radio. The Aftermath.